Are water shutoffs possible again this year? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. So far this year, there hasn't been a lot to cheer about vis-a-vis precipitation in the form of rain or snow, which ultimately turns into snowpack, and that is essentially a stored high country water source. Daniel Hoke is the deputy watermaster for the Boise River out of Water District 63. I asked him if he thought there could be early water shutoffs again this year.
It might be a little too early to say on that, but it's definitely a potential for that. Like I said, with low carryover from last year, the reservoirs are below average, the snowpack's below average right now, so if things do not improve, that's a possibility, yes.
Danny Tappa is a hydrologist and data collection officer with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Idaho Snow Survey.
That's the ultimate question right now, is what's going to happen in March, because March is going to make or break the seasonal snowpack. So typically across Idaho, just in general terms, April 1st is where we typically see the maximum snowpack. And that's not necessarily the total snow depth, it's the maximum amount of snow water held in the snowpack. And so we have about a month left in most locations to pick up a significant amount of snow to get to a normal peak snowpack. And that's really our goal every year, is we want to see around a normal peak snowpack.
Snowpack truly is the lifeblood for farmers and ranchers in Idaho. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.